You know, the idea of printing a new heart on demand, custom-made from your own cells, ready for transplant. It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, right? Well, this isn't a movie plot. It's one of the absolute biggest goals in modern medicine. So the real question is, how close are we to making that sci-fi dream a medical reality? Let's break it down. And boom, right out of the gate, we get this fantastic, grounded assessment. It kind of perfectly captures the tension in this field. We are right on the edge of some truly mind-blowing breakthroughs, but that ultimate finish line, a full transplantable kidney or liver, is still way, way out there. So yeah, that's the key question, isn't it? What does close really mean here? To get our heads around the answer, we first have to understand the incredible dream that's pushing all of this research forward. The ultimate goal here is, well, it's monumental. It's to completely get rid of the organ transplant waiting list. To create a world where if you need a new kidney, you don't have to wait for a donor. You can just have one built for you. Just think about that for a second. An organ that's a perfect genetic match for you. That means zero risk of rejection. It's not just a spare part. It's a personalized, biological solution. That is the incredible promise of this technology. Okay, but let's pivot from that incredible dream for a moment and come back down to earth. What are scientists actually creating in labs and clinics right now? Because the answer, well, it might surprise you. What's really interesting here is that 3D printed organs isn't just one thing. We've actually already had huge success with simpler structures, things like skin and cartilage. These are being used in patients today. But the moonshot, printing a complex, solid organ like a heart, the gap between where we are and where we need to be is just enormous. And this isn't just theory. These are real-world wins. We're talking about custom skin grafts for burn victims, bone scaffolds to help heal terrible injuries, and even segments of a windpipe that have been successfully implanted in patients. This technology is already out there, saving and improving lives. So how is any of this even possible? I mean, how do you actually print with living cells? Let's dig into the fundamental process.
It all boils down to four key stages. First, you need a highly specialized printer. Second, you need something called BioLink. Just think of it like a printer cartridge, but instead of ink, it's a special gel that carries the living cells. Third, you need the cells themselves, which are often taken from the patient to ensure a perfect match. And finally, after it's all printed, the structure goes into a bioreactor to mature into functional tissue.
Okay, so the process seems straightforward enough. So why can't we just scale it all up and print a full-sized kidney? Well, that brings us to the single biggest obstacle in the entire field. And I want to pause on this for a second, because if you can really grasp this one concept, you'll understand the entire timeline for 3D printed organs.
The problem is vascularization. It's a fancy word for the organ's plumbing system. See, every single cell in a big organ needs to be supplied with oxygen and nutrients through this massive, incredibly intricate network of blood vessels. If you just print a solid chunk of tissue without that plumbing, the cells in the middle would starve and die, almost instantly. Creating that network at a microscopic level, that is the central unsolved problem.
So if solving vascularization is the key, how long do the experts think it's going to take? What does the road ahead actually look like? This timeline gives us a really clear, realistic picture. In the near term, say the next 1 to 5 years, we're going to see wider use of what's already working. Skin grafts, cartilage, that sort of thing. In the medium term, maybe 5 to 15 years from now, we might see clinical trials for larger patches of tissue, like for a damaged heart. But for the whole shebang, a whole printed organ, we're looking at 15 years, maybe more. And that's if we get some major breakthroughs.
So after all that, what's the big takeaway? Where do we really stand today on this incredible journey?
So here's the bottom line. We are close when we're talking about research tools and small, simple implants, but we are not close, not yet, for whole organ transplants. Solving that vascularization puzzle is the key that unlocks everything else. But the good news is, recent progress in designing and printing these tiny vessel networks shows that the field is moving steadily in the right direction. We're getting closer.
And that leaves us with one final provocative thought to chew on. Right now, all of this research is focused on therapy, on healing. But once we truly master this technology, the line between therapy and enhancement could start to get really blurry. It's definitely something to think about as we watch this incredible future get built one layer at a time.